Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, another hour of conversation. What's going on around the country and around the world for us to discuss and for you to learn about and have some fun with? Maybe a smile here, a smile there. See how your teeth are looking. Oh, look at those teeth. All those teeth. Perfect. Kenny's got a good set of teeth. Looks like Molly's got a good set of teeth. My teeth are A-okay, so it's a good way to start the day. Look at yourself in the mirror today and please smile and count your teeth to make sure that they're all still there. That would be my hope. All your teeth are there. People, excuse me, in the news. Freddie Gray. Wow. Freddie is no longer with us, but his spirit is, it would seem, as the protest grew yesterday, emotional day in Baltimore. Fallout from Mr. Gray's death, continuing protesters rallying into the night last night, marching to the police station. Among the crowd, members of Mr. Gray's family, his mother, who was crying, and actually, I guess she collapsed on the spot, pretty much where her son was arrested. Earlier in the day, Baltimore police released the names of the six officers involved in the arrest. They've been suspended. We asked the question yesterday. Today, the answer is no pay, not getting paid. And so the feds are in on this. Why don't they just get the hell out of the way and let the locals do their investigation first and see if it's going to be an appropriate investigation, and then you jump into it. But no, these grandstanders, they're happy to jump right in. Let's get at it. Let's see if we can find some way to make it look like it was a black-on-white crime. I don't even know. Mr. Gray was, see, I don't look at colors, so I don't even know. I refuse to look at the videos, the pictures, all that stuff. I'll let you people do all of that, and then you can tell me what you think afterwards. I'm so tired of all of this stuff, day in and day out, with these videos and the white guys, the white cops shooting the black people, and the black people doing bad things, supposedly. And, oy. So, Mr. Gray was black, though, I think, right? I'm not hearing anything from any of the members of the peanut gallery. Yes.
Yes, but whether he was black or not, I mean, the way it was handled is so extremely suspect.
Well, but the point is that it's another one. How, of the six police officers that were involved in this, how many of them were black?
I didn't see any black officers trying to get him in the van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't either.
All white.
Okay. Now, is it... I don't think I'm being a hypocrite, but I find it difficult in this circumstance in a city like Baltimore that is preponderantly, it is mostly, or a large portion of the population is black. I'd like to know what portion of the police department is. Not that it is, in my world, necessary. I'd like to think that we could do all of this stuff and be colorblind about it. But the practical reality is you can't, and it doesn't seem to happen. So white police officers get accused of doing things that seem to be racist, or that's what the black community would have you believe. I don't believe all white police officers are racist any more than I think all black people commit crimes. It's just, but that's what you get from the news media. That's what the constant pounding is. White guys, bam, 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 let's shoot all the blacks we can. That's what you come away with all of this stuff with.
Well, that's because people have phones now, and that's because it's being videotaped. There are many, many black folks across the country who have always felt this way, have always feared the police,
and
have always
some,
said this happens.
And with some reasonable, there's cognitive information that would prove that they have a reason to be like that.
And now it's being caught on video.
Yeah.
So but is this, it more prevalent now than it's ever been, or is it just being caught?
Right. All right, food for thought. Next name in the news is the Premier of New Zealand. You know, Mr. John Key of New Zealand? You know his story?
No.
Apologizing yesterday to a cafe worker who accused him of a form of torment usually associated with playground bullies.
Was this the ponytail?
Prime Minister pulled her ponytail. The waitress made her complaint public in a blog post. saying that Mr. Key, who is a frequent visitor to the Elkland Cafe where she works, had tugged on her ponytail over a period of months, starting during the general election campaign last year. Mr. Key has been prime minister since 2008. Waitress said that at first she thought Mr. Keyes was just trying to be playful, cultivating a nice guy image, but her agitation grew as the behavior continued, and although she tried to avoid him, he did not stop. That's what she wrote in her blog today.
Didn't his wife even tell him to stop?
Well, he said he was just horsing around, though. It's just a practical joke. But isn't it interesting how that cat... Here we have that... This guy's in New Zealand. And we have this as a front page story in the New York Times today. There you go.
That's what's going on in New Zealand,
all
really.
All is fit to print. All the news fit to print. Okay, next person in the news is Sofia Vergara. Anybody knows who Sofia Vergara is?
Mm-hmm.
Television actress, movie actress. She's in a new movie that's out, I think, in the next couple of weeks, in addition to being on a TV show. If you are not aware that there was a battle going on for her frozen embryos, then now you know the latest, or you will in a second. Her ex-fiancé, Nick Loeb, filed a lawsuit against Ms. Vergara. Modern Family, by the way, is a TV show if you're trying to place it. He's trying to prevent the destruction of two embryos that they created during their two-year engagement. Mr. Loeb, speaking out about his desire to be a father, with or without Ms. Vergara, said he wanted them. She said she doesn't want him to have them, and so the beat goes on. What in the world is wrong with people?
Get a puppy.
What is the matter with you people? Ah! Okay. Sad news for those of you who are Roseanne Barr fans. She apparently is going blind. No silly comments, please. She revealed she's losing her vision. She made the revelation while discussing her love of marijuana. So one wonders if marijuana causes you to go blind.
She said it helps with glaucoma mm-hmm. and the issue that is causing her blindness because it's very painful.
Yeah, it is painful. So a little marijuana here. Marijuana doesn't cause you to go blind, though. There are other things that your mother might have told you that caused you to go blind, but that's not one of them, right? Or did your father tell you that?
You're not going to elaborate on that.
I am not going to elaborate. No, I'm not. I'm going to tell you it's 14 after the hour, and I'm going to elaborate on why you should be using Genucel. Genucel. Waking up this morning with those bags and puffiness, how are you doing getting up? What time do you get up? 4 o'clock or so, Molly?
Me?
Yeah.
2.
You're the only... What? 2?
Yeah, 2.
Why are you getting up at 2?
Well, because I'm afraid that the alarms aren't going to go off.
Fear-based thinking.
Yeah.
Come on,
it's
will you please?
It's completely fear-based.
No,
yes.
Don't do that. No, no. Please. 4
All
o'clock
right.
is...
I'll sleep in.
Early enough, yeah. All right, but the first day you don't show up, you're fired. Okay, bags and puffiness under your eyes.
But don't be afraid of that.
No, don't be nervous. Don't have any bags under your eyes.
Yeah. No bags under your eyes. If you're getting up at 2, what time are you going to bed?
Well, I haven't been sleeping very well the last couple of nights. So
really?
It's a miss.
Guilty
I nap,
conscience.
And then I'm up, and then I nap. Yeah.
All right, well, I have to make sure that you can rest and be relaxed. Go get Rescue Remedy in the homeopathic store and take a couple of drops out of your sleep like an angel.
Really? Does that work?
Oh, yep, it's very good. All right, so anyway, but now that you're not sleeping, I got to get rid of those pesky bags and the puffiness under your eyes, and you can do it with Genucel. All of you who have woken up and you're looking in the mirror, and it looks like your eyes, like Molly's, are puffy and baggy, and you got wrinkles around them. Oh, my God, what a horrible situation.
Sperm growing out of the lids. It's
what
really...
a revolting development this is. You'll love how Genucel helps you to reduce the puffiness and the lines around your eyes. You'll feel it working quickly. I put it under my eyes. I've had not a lot of great night's sleep in the last couple of months. I finally have found, actually, the last couple of nights I've slept pretty well. So, sleeping is what makes things look better. If you don't get 8 hours or close to it of sleep, and that's most people in this country don't, so that's going to cause these puffy bulges under your eyes, the bag, that kind of stuff. Call 800 800-543-9262. You'll find this the perfect cosmetic to take care of the problem. 800-543-9262. You will love, love, love it. Men use it. Women use it. Instant effects. Put it on tonight, tomorrow morning, you will notice the difference. It absorbs the water. Bags, puffiness all caused by water collecting under your eyes. That's what it is. This serum doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. It just feels like something special. It goes to work, and before you know it, the puffiness, the bags are gone. You want to maintain that great look that you have by keeping a supply of Genucel around. 800-543-9262. Order it now, and the folks will double the amount of Genucel that you buy. Mention Doug Steffen, two for the price of one, is the announcer. He says, hey, but wait, there's more. Free shipping as well. So get a hold of Genucel and take care of the bags and the puffiness under your eyes. 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone. Get that, Kenny? Animal, the letter B, G-O-N.
Yeah.
This repellent keeps animals from destroying the plants in your garden. And the no-stink formula works especially well for Molly without smelling horrible. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. All right.
How about more stink?
Here's something Mrs. Clinton is going to wish would go away. There's a new book out called Clinton Cash. We were talking about this in a speculative way, I think, yesterday. Author is Peter Schweitzer. He'll be on every right-wing show that you can possibly imagine, television, radio, everywhere. He alleges that Mrs. Clinton used her position to benefit foreign donors to the Clinton Foundation, who helped it accomplish its philanthropic mission, provides a lot of fodder for people who don't like her, and so her team is getting ready to mount a campaign to discredit the book. Really, what a shock that is. Oh, my God, no. So yesterday there were all these rumors floating around that the book was going, people saying the book was going to come out, and what was in the book. So now the book is actually out today, and it will do, it's so predictable. You get all this stuff. And so even if it's true, it has less credibility because of where it comes from. You understand that these people are looking for a way to take a shot at her. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. You know who this is, Molly?
It's the Wham.
The Wham. Wham, slam, thank you, et cetera, et cetera. This is George Michael, who is the lead singer with Wham. Yes, it is time for a story of the British pop group Wham. Going back to this date, 1985, Wham became the first to release cassettes in China. Selections from two of the albums were packaged and sold on a tape in China. Isn't that interesting how the Chinese, more Western corruption. I've told you that story. You have not heard this, Mary Molly, from me. I went to China about 15 years ago, maybe at this point. It doesn't seem like it, but I think it's been 15 years. But the government of China invited me to come over and do some radio programs, and I did in three different cities. And I had a guide and a driver, and it was very nicely taken care of. Went all over the place, and during the course of my indoctrination into Chinese thinking and life, a fellow who was my guide brought me around to show me all of the American attractions, like all the Kentucky Fried Chicken stores and McDonald's. And,
oh, that's what you want to see.
Yeah, right. That's what I wanted to see in Tokyo. And he used to call them whatever was going on, and he would say it with a smile on his face because he really wanted to come to America, but he couldn't. Under the circumstances, though, anything that had any smack of European or American influence was always called or referred to by the government as Western corruption.
Oh.
So this was just another example of Western corruption in China.
He sounds like a big-time wrestler.
Western corruption.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-boom.
Maybe.
Let's go to the late night show monologues and have a little smile courtesy of Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers, and then a joke from Ellen and her midday program here on Good Day.
Of course, it's the presidential election, which is really starting to heat up. In fact, Hillary Clinton just said that she doesn't know what Republicans would talk about if she wasn't in the race. Republicans were like, winning. If she wasn't in the race, we'd probably talk about winning. That's how voting works.
CNN said today that President Obama's approval rating is shifting back toward positive numbers. CNN also said, hey, can you show us how to do that?
That's pretty good. All right, Ellen, please.
I don't know. know the last time you bought a mattress, but boy, they've come a long way. When you're a kid, you don't really think about mattresses, right? You just have a bed. I had a twin bed, but it didn't look anything like me. And but when you get older, you realize there's so many different types of mattresses. You have the twin, you have the queen, the king, the California king. Here's the thing. There are different things, and they're now, it's not just the length, the height of the mattresses. Have you noticed they just keep getting bigger and bigger because they have a pillow top, which, you know, I get that. And then they add the pillow top on the bottom so you could flip it over when you change your mattress. So now mattresses have big bottoms. So anyway, we got a mattress, and this is true. The mattress is so tall, we have to use a 6-foot ladder to get into. That's halfway, and then we take an elevator to get the rest. True story.
Yeah, okay. I saw this bumper sticker yesterday. Eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked up into jet engines. Think about it. What is a weasel, actually? Weasels, we don't... Do
is
we
they
call
kind
them?
Of look like a ferret?
Yeah, but do we call them... We don't... I don't think they're... Who refers to these things? I don't know whether... Woodchucks, for example, are called groundhogs by those who want to give them a more genteel name. But what's a... What else? Is a weasel a ferret? Weasels are sort of slinky, and they like mice. They can get into holes, little small holes. They can get into stuff that look like they could never fit in, and they do. Thus, the term weasel. Or if you're, what is the phrase? You're weaseling out of something, right? When you're trying, when Kenny's shirking his responsibility,
because they can squeeze out weaseling. Of things. My brothers had ferrets when I was younger.
Really?
Let me tell you, they stink. They are stinky little buggers.
Yeah, they're weasely sort of characters. I know. 28 after on Good Day.
This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up is the bipartisan congressional agreement to have an input into the Iran nuclear deal. A win-win for Congress and the president.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Is the bipartisan congressional agreement to have an input into the Iran nuclear deal a win-win for Congress and the president?
Yeah, I think it's a win-win for the reasons you lay out. I mean, what's striking to me is that Congress has refused to consider the responsibility of war since World War II, but now it's making it more difficult to have a declaration of peace. But I think it's a win-win for both sides, and I do think that it's part of the ongoing tussle between the executive and the congressional branch that we see through history. But the Congress has certainly been derelict in matters of peace, and now it wants to obstruct what is a very valuable agreement.
I agree with that. I don't like it, but I agree with it. And it was crazy that the administration wanted to cut Congress out of this process. Major international agreement, and even Democrats felt that, or you wouldn't have had this deal. The administration was forced into it because its position on Capitol Hill, it almost eroded away completely. But we are in this strange situation where we're reversing the typical standard for congressional approval of such an agreement.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry, head of the National Review, and Katrina VandenHeuvel, head of The Nation magazine.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply. supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Conversation that you've been waiting for with bated breath. You've been waiting. Where are those people to talk about what's going on? I want to know what's happening today. It's Earth Day, amongst other things. 33 of the hour. Hopefully the sun is shining where you are and you'll be able to watch things grow. Molly Page is here with Ken Kessler. We are doing people in the news in this hour. Michelle Leonard. Did I pronounce her name? L-E-O-N-H-A-R-T. Leonard? Leonard, I think, probably. She's the person who runs the Department of Drug Enforcement, DEA. She is going to retire. She's worked so hard and so long that she needs to rest. So it has nothing to do with the mounting pressure on her, has nothing to do with the scathing government report detailing allegations that her agents attend sex parties with prostitutes, nothing to do with any of that. She's just old and tired. You've seen a picture of her? She looks a little like Molly.
Just what?
Not old. Well, being facetious in that she's not old, nor is she tired, but she's really bad at her job. So let's get rid of somebody else. DEA, out. Head of the Secret Service, out. Head of the VA, out. Head of the Justice Department, out. Anybody left?
Nothing like me. Let's get back to that. Okay.
All right. Protect your turf.
Yeah, back to what's important.
Yeah.
That's
she
right.
Doesn't look like me at all. All right, so she's gonzo. Here's Marvin Horn's story. Marvin Horn is the raisin farmer who's going to the Supreme Court today in a bid to stop the feds from demanding he hand over his dried fruit crop without just compensation. Plans to argue the government is violating his Fifth Amendment rights under an old policy. According to the Department of Agriculture, handlers of raisins who package the crop must hand over a portion of their yield each year. but producers who actually grow the raisins get to keep all the fruits of their labor. In 2000, Mr. Horn was a handler, tried to become a producer. Several years later, the USDA told him that he needed to hand over 47% of his grapes to the government. He refused to do so. The agency hit him with a $700,000 fine. The law requiring all raisin growers to give the government a certain amount of their crop each year is part of a 1937 law, which was created during the Depression. It was designed to keep prices steady. Do you know how furious this stuff makes me? And the fact that it's taken this long for this outrageous injustice. You talk about getting screwed when you die. And farmers and landowners get it worse than anybody else. Here's the government, the bullies in the government, going back. And I'm more flabbergasted that it's taken this long to deal with this egregious situation. Who the hell are they to just say, all right, you have to give us half of your crop? Why? We take it, we sell it, and we put the money in the general fund. Why am I giving you half of what I've raised? That'd be like me being told, I sell 100 gallons of milk a day, I better give the government 50. What is this? Russia?
It's like a protection racket.
It is. These guys, they did it at the end of the, well, it was after Prohibition. But do you get my drift here? This is something that came out of the Depression, and where's the leadership in the Department of Agriculture? Vilsack, or whoever his predecessor was, and the predecessor before that, and the predecessor before that. Those of you who are farmers, do you realize what has gone on here for all these years? And to what end? There was no reason other than it was supposed to be protecting the prices. So if the government was like the government buying up oil or whatever there may be too much of, bullets, you name it, government buys it up to keep the prices steady. That's an old ruse, an old trick, not used so much anymore. So the government takes half of your raisin supply and then sells it on the open market and puts the money. They didn't have anything to do with raising. As a matter of fact, they probably, if they do like most of the USDA people, they got in the way, screwed up this guy's operation. And then they take half of his produce. What in the world is going on here? I had no idea this sort of thing was going on. Did you? Anybody?
No, I didn't.
Let's post that on Facebook, Kenny, okay?
Sure.
Good God.
Whew. What's amazing is taken this long.
Yeah, it is.
In the story, a little bit further down, Justice Elena Kagan jokingly referred to the law as the world's most outdated law. This was
this will
years
get thrown.
Ago.
This guy's going to win, and I hope he sues the hell out of it. He can't really sue the government because the law was on the books. And hopefully, he doesn't have to pay that. He won't pay the $700,000 fine, and then people will not be. It's like the feudalism of the Middle Ages. Landowners say, you give us 3/4 of your crop for the for us being nice enough to let you use our land. And that's what that smacks of. Good Lord.
Wild.
Yeah. All right, speaking of wild, Francis Jared, is it Pusak? Is that his name? Another name in the news. Francis
sure.
Jared Pusak. You going for that, Kenny?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so he's in San Bernardino, California. And speaking of settlements, this guy who didn't want to pay $700,000, Mr. Horn, what's up with Mr. Pusak, Molly?
Well, this is the guy that led police on a chase, first in a car, and then he stole a horse, and he was riding his stolen horse across the desert in San Bernardino with a TV helicopter overhead, filming the whole thing.
Right.
When deputies finally caught up with him, the horse got scared by the helicopter. The guy landed on the ground, Pusak. Mm-hmm. We'll call him Francis.
Right.
And the cops
FJ,
just...
You can call him.
There, thank you. Okay, so the cops just beat him purple.
Oh, another great example of police protection, yeah?
All caught
Why'd
on
they beat
camera.
Him up? Because he fell off the horse?
Oh, probably because he made them chase him.
Ah, okay.
There was no really other reason.
Was he doing something bad? Is that why they chased him in the first place?
They were originally going after him for alleged identity theft. And then he stole the car. And then he stole the horse.
He's a thief.
He's a thief. They were very annoyed. So they really beat him up, kicked him, all caught on camera, punched him in the face, all of that. Well, they've settled now.
How much they give him? So he doesn't have to go to jail. He's going to get money instead.
You know, they haven't disclosed that, whether he's going to be held accountable for stealing the car and the horse and if he actually is guilty of identity theft. But they've reached a settlement deal of $650,000, and that was on April 9th.
Huh.
It was just announced today.
Really?
April 9th is when that was quick. Moving very quickly on that.
I would say that would indicate something was wrong in Pleasantville.
Yeah, 10 deputies placed on leave.
Really? You know, sooner or later, there are going to be more former policemen who are looking for jobs with Black Hawk or going to work with Paul Blart, the mall cop. All right, so Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What do we have that's rumbling around there that I need to give more attention to but haven't so far?
Comments about Freddie Gray, about Earth Day.
What are people saying about Freddie Gray?
Paul says this whole thing is so despicable. At this rate, there will be a Black Killed by Police cable channel.
Well, there's a stinger. Woo! All right, what else?
Helen says, America, where police kill people with impunity. I am ashamed, horrified, and angry. When is this going to stop?
I think there's a good reason to be ashamed, horrified, and angry. Yeah, that's an appropriate feeling, I think, when it comes to all of this stuff. Time for these people to be reined in and for us to go back or to find a way to have better trained, better equipped, better paid, and fewer policemen. That's my mantra. As long as you've known me, Kenny, have I changed my mantra?
No, it's always been that.
It's always been that. Because this stuff's been going on, it's just getting more coverage or there's more of it, one or the other. You'd think that with all the light being shown on this stuff, there'd be less of it. But apparently, okay, let's have more of it. It goes on everywhere and now we're just finding out because people have cameras. Has this been going on like this for years and years and decades and forever? Apparently.
That's what I think.
I do, too.
Yeah.
All right, what else, Kenny?
Ernie says, these cops in Baltimore should be in jail, not just suspended. They've got to stop feeling like they're above the law.
Way too often that's the case. What is the blue coat of silence? Something like that. Yeah. All right, anything else?
One more. Ralph says, I'd like to know what, quote, fled unprovoked upon noticing police presence, end quote, means. What is unprovoked fleeing, and how does that let police use deadly force?
You're running away from us. Blam, 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 blam. Not cool. In a moment, from the What Will Women Wear in Their Girdle department, Molly has the exclusive Good Day Report, 17 before the hour.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate in big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Don't pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49, plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing for beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by More Fitness and Shape magazines. Thousands of women packed New York City's Central Park on Sunday, April 19th to run the 12th annual More Fitness Shape Women's Half Marathon, a New York Roadrunners event. In celebration of Earth Day, More Fitness and Shape magazines kicked off the race by raising awareness for the importance of sustainability and recognizing women making a difference in this field. Natalie Morales and Erica Hill of NBC's Today hosted and ran the race, and Olympian Dina Castor competed for the third consecutive year. Elizabeth Goodman, artist editor-in-chief, Shape Magazine.
It was a joy to share in the accomplishments of the thousands of women from all over the world who came to Central Park for one common cause, to take charge of their fitness goals and become a better version of themselves.
For more information, please visit morefitnesshalf.com. That's morefitnesshalf.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work. The rain saw a sheepdog chase its tail online.
Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Morning. Can you do that well, Molly? Morning.
Yeah, that was me just doing it. I just thought it was you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to the real serious news today. Big story about a woman being pulled over because of something she had in her girdle.
It was a frightening situation for authorities.
Yes. Sure
it was. Found out why. An arriving passenger at John F. Kennedy International Airport. She was very, very nervous.
Really?
And the reason, she had 4 pounds of cocaine hidden in her girdle and underwear.
Hmm.
Spanx couldn't tackle that.
Really?
Authorities said, this happened on Monday, that the 70-year-old, Olive
what?
Fowler.
What? She's 70?
Yeah.
And she's got
she's
this 7
not slowing down.
Wow.
No? I mean, I guess if you're 70, you would think you'd just naturally be a little lumpy, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? It's the perfect crime.
If you're not working out, perhaps, yes.
Right. So she arrived in New York from Ghana on April 12th. Customs Border Protection officers escorted her to a private room and found cocaine while she was searching for about $73,000.
Where is the no-no song from Ringo when we need it?
Right.
Here's, let's see, we've got a couple of anniversaries today. Earth Day. How many years have we been celebrating Earth Day? Would you believe it's 45 years old today?
But what it's had some work done.
It has, yes, right. Yeah. Getting some work done. A few of the plates are moving around here and there. And it's also the 25th anniversary of the Hubble spacecraft being in orbit. Millions, in fact, of pictures, observations, some of the farthest and oldest galaxies ever beheld by human eyes. The Hubble spacecraft, a gigantic accomplishment by mankind. Gigantic. And look at the pictures, those of you who can even begin. This goes back to my ruse. That's the right word, focusing on what we can't possibly understand about life. I was with somebody yesterday who was talking about the things that are so much out of this world and trying to, again, I take it in stride almost to the point of thinking, oh, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. But when people hear me talking about somebody connecting my dog, who has been gone now for 2 weeks, and my mother, who's been gone for 50 years. You know, in polite company, if I were a drinking person and I was going to a Friday night party, maybe that might be taken into account as something you'd hear at a cocktail party after somebody had 4 or 5 drinks. But no, I don't drink. Maybe I don't need to. But how many, do you believe in that sort of thing, Molly?
I can't say yes or no. I think it's possible. I think it's plausible.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that wants proof of everything,
yeah.
But there's no such thing.
No, there isn't. There is no proof of most things, in fact.
Yeah.
Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, I believe.
Yeah. See? He's been around me a long time. Molly, you'll get it after a while.
It'll rub off.
No, really.
I even have Richie believing in some of this stuff, huh? What'd you say, Ken?
I'm not just saying that to
No, I know you're not. No, I know you. No. I look at your eyes and I sit across the table while you're having those eggs. I get it. Yeah. And it's something, if you just let go of your fears, that's all you're going to do. There's nothing wrong with thinking it because you're probably thinking it anyway. Just don't think there's something wrong with thinking it. And then you'll be okay. 51 after on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
After the hour now, Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is the point in the program in this hour where we focus on things that are maybe the technology is worth attention, or maybe it's a hacking story, some kind of expose, courtesy of our Tech Talk person, Greg Steben, who is the technical editor for Men's Health Magazine. See, people might misread or mishear that. They think perhaps the technology editor, if I say technology editor, maybe that's different, but the tech editor, they might think you were technically the editor of Men's Health. See, it's misplaced modifier time.
I am the tech editor.
Yes, I know you are.
Not technically the editor. Thank you for clarifying.
See, I want to make people aware that there are different ways of reading into what words are all about. Got it? You didn't know you were in for that today, did you?
Wow. Can we get into hitting the wrong syllable, too?
This might be able to. All right. How do you mispronounce? Earth is one syllable, so you don't mess that up. Today's Earth Day, and we're going to work our way through a couple of things that are on the minds of some of the geniuses that are around us, like William Shatner in The Focus with Greg Steben, next on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online and 627-15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's spring clearance starts tomorrow.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I should be speaking now. That's what it means when Kara says, it's time for you to come back now. It means I should be opening my mouth and hopefully something good will come out. Greg Stebbin here, and hopefully something good is coming out of his mouth. So Shatner wants to technically fix the problem of the California drought.
Yes.
So he's going to, with a Kickstarter campaign, raise how much money?
$30 billion. No, I don't know why he doesn't just write a check.
He is a wonderful human being. I happen to have been around him on 4 or 5 different occasions. I find him to be pretty much what you'd expect. You know, remember the old stories about John Wayne always used to play John Wayne? He didn't play Carrie, it was John Wayne.
Yes.
Shatner has gotten to that point. Shatner's not playing a part. Shatner is playing himself. And he was the Boston Legal. I mean, anything he's pretty much in, that's really kind of who he is. Yeah. So what the heck is he up to here?
So he made an appearance on a web interview for Yahoo with David Pogue. And in the interview, he said, I'm going to give you an exclusive. But he said his name was Shatner, which I can't.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to give you an exclusive.
Yep. And, you know, he expected everyone in the room, which was just David Pogue, to kind of fall over themselves. It was pretty funny. Yep. And then he said, I'm going to fix the California drought.
Mm-hmm.
So his proposal is that he's going to raise $30 billion, yes, $30 billion on Kickstarter, and then run a pipeline from a place with too much water, he says Seattle, down to California, like other pipelines have been laid. And, and his point is, if it leaks,
who cares?
Who cares?
That would be a technological sort of one of the modern wonders of the world.
It would be
but
a modern wonder of the world.
Maybe it's a crazy idea, but if anybody could make it work, he could.
You know,
he's that kind of a person. He's just that big personality.
Well, so as a tech editor, I think it's interesting that he made this proposal and then frankly made some misstatements about how Kickstarter works.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, you know, the viability of a $30 billion Kickstarter.
Not likely to happen.
Yeah, the viability of getting a pipeline in place in time to fix the California drought problem. I don't know. But Kickstarter, you have to understand that he said if he didn't raise $30 billion, he would give the rest to politicians to
Have to give it back.
That's right. That's not part of the Kickstarter list.
No, you gotta give it back. You don't raise what you want, you give it back. All right, Greg.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.